Uruguay was the first country to legalize cannabis for recreational use. Now it's ready to start exporting medical weed to Germany. It's an emerging market that's likely to be worth billions of dollars. Bryce Pardo is a policy researcher with the RAND Corporation.
Uruguay, as you said, is one of the first countries to open up their – basically legalize recreational cannabis. They actually went recreational first and then medical. As an adult, you have to first register with the state and then select one of three different supply channels. You can't jump from one supply channel to the other without kind of rechanging your registration. So either you can grow at home. You can belong to a cannabis club, which is kind of like a wine of the month club, where you basically pay your dues and you're allowed a certain allotment, basically your share of whatever the club decides to produce. And then you can purchase at pharmacies, kind of a retail establishment in pharmacies, where you basically walk in, you turn over your ID, your registration number, and then you can purchase up to 10 grams a week in these pharmacy establishments. So that's basically how you're allowed to purchase in Uruguay.
So Uruguay is going to get into exporting for the medical cannabis business. What other countries are doing the same thing?
So right now, Colombia does have an export market. Jamaica has a medical cannabis industry now. Thailand is now moving into this space, which is the first in that part of the world. All the action's happening here in this part of the world, in the Western Hemisphere. Canada has there are major firms in Canada that have bought up licenses in parts of Colombia, and I believe they own part or all of a license in Uruguay.
So you mentioned Canada investing in Uruguay. Who's going to make money? Is this seen as a big, an important addition to Uruguay's economy, or is it foreign companies investing and they're going to make the money off of Uruguay exporting
cannabis? It's a little of both. I mean, this will generate some economic activity in that you have producers that are licensing, that basically have to employ cultivators and trimmers and extractors. So there will be some jobs that are created in Uruguay. My guess is that in the long term, these Canadian firms kind of see the writing on the wall, that if they can start growing this in a place with cheap wages and basically, you know, plenty of rainfall and sun, they're going to be able to cut a lot of costs.
Are there other barriers to Uruguay's global approach to selling?
So in terms of exporting medical marijuana, there is no barriers. The international conventions allow for medical use of these things.
What does the UN say about recreational marijuana?
That's not allowed. Under the UN conventions, you have to prohibit these substances to basically for medical or scientific purposes. But that said, the UN hasn't really, I mean, they continue to wave their fingers at Uruguay and at Canada, and even at the United States, because essentially our states are not, they're out of step of federal law, and federal law is in compliance with the international system. So there's a discord there that they continue to shame us for. But to this date, they haven't done anything beyond just writing up these reports saying that we're out of step.
So what's at stake if countries like Uruguay move to a global market of recreational cannabis?
Say, for example, if Uruguay were to export product to, say, Germany, and on the way there, French Coast Guard stopped the boat and found out that this boat had a shipment of recreational cannabis, there's no guarantee that it would make it. It's essentially trafficking at that point, since it's not. However, with medical, you could kind of get around it because there is an importing agreement. There's an exporting agreement. You have this designated for medical use, so you could kind of get around it. You could go into the future and think about, what does this mean for, say, the North American Free Trade Agreement, or whatever it is called now, USMCA, where you essentially have legal cannabis in Canada. Mexico is now moving forward with their own cannabis proposal. And then you have the United States, which is kind of a patchwork. So in theory, you could have legal cannabis stretching from British Columbia all the way to Baja California, but no legal trade allowed under existing law. However, should federal law open up, you could have essentially free trade amongst these parties, because it's a commodity at that point. So in theory, this could have kind of wider implications for trade in the international system.
Bryce Pardo is a policy researcher with the RAND Corporation. Thanks a lot, Bryce.
Thank you.